I am joined on the line by artist Karen Jones. As an emerging living artist, Karen has an interesting narrative of her home, of her own. A descendant of Nova Scotian black loyalists and a Vancouver-based jewelry maker, with a show opening at the Royal Ontario Museum as part of the Museums of Africa and Black History Month programming. Jones is currently on a special leave from a Master's of Fine Arts at the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design in Halifax. Her exhibit at the Royal Ontario Museum, called Worn, Shaping Black Feminine Identity, is the first contemporary art installation presented as part of the Of Africa project. This site-specific installation was selected through a public call for artists who were invited to reflect on the position and representations of African Canadians in the nation's historical and contemporary narratives in dialogue with the historical holdings of the Royal Ontario Museum's Sigmund Samuel Gallery of Canada. Karen, thank you for joining us today to speak about your work and about Black History Month.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for such a great introduction. That was excellent.
Well, I won't lie, I grabbed that off the Royal Ontario Museum website itself.
Okay, well, you got all the information right, so it was great.
So maybe to start off our interview, I mean, our show is mostly focused on the African continent. We are a bit of a, you know, to put in quotes, a real politics show. But we also would like to and do focus on the diaspora. And we know that the history of Africans in Canada is missing. And so what do you have to say about that? You know, what is that history of Africans in Canada? And why is it missing from our narratives, our historical narratives?
Well, I mean, I think it's definitely a huge and diverse history. Like, obviously, there are so many different places that we come from as Africans living in Canada. Coming from the Black Loyalist community in Nova Scotia, because it is such an old community. They've been there for almost 300 years, I think. I feel that we are definitely part of Canada's history, and it's great that so many people are discovering that through things like the Book of Negroes. A few years ago, nobody really knew that there was this old community of African Canadians in Nova Scotia, but now people are starting to discover it, which is great. But I think in general, like, I think there are so many ethnic groups in Canada that are underrepresented in Canada's historical narrative, just because we do see ourselves as, I mean, not speaking for me personally, but in general, Canada sees itself as a product of England and France, right? When we talk about our history, it's usually talked about as the British Empire and the French and how they were fighting over the land and everything. So, but for me, I was reflecting sort of on my identity and where I fit in to this society. And it goes back to Africa, but in a way, and you'll see from this exhibit that that I feel a bit more as though my identity was shaped during the narrative of slavery, because I feel like that's something that we're told about so often as, you know, as Africans living in North America. And I feel sort of a disconnect with Africa, because I feel like we've lost so many things. Like, we've lost our language, our names, our foods, all of those things that are usually connected with a culture. And I don't feel particularly connected in that way. So in a way, I was talking about this idea that we have that history, but we're sort of, in a way, our identities are born sort of in that slavery time.
And I think it's interesting that you say we think of Canadian history as the British Empire, as the French colonial empire. And so it's not even that slavery is missing from the Canadian story. It's missing from empiric history, right? It's what makes empiric history. It's what makes colonialism is slavery. And that piece often falls out of historical narratives. So, and I want to talk about your artwork in a bit, but in terms of maybe just setting it up also, how do you think that African Canadians are represented in Canada? So, you know, they are part of the missing from that history, but when there is discussions, when there is representations of it, what is your kind of reading of that?
I guess I feel like we're represented more in terms of being part of this diverse kind of immigrant culture. And I know that obviously huge numbers of Black people in Canada are from immigrant communities coming from the Caribbean or directly from Africa. But I think the piece that's missing is the fact that a lot of us have been here for a long time. And and also just the fact that we're woven into this fabric of Canadian history in terms of the British Empire, just because the British Empire consumed so much of the cotton that came from the U.S. and benefited from slavery in sort of less direct ways than America did.
That's a really, really interesting point, is that I think you're right, that Blackness in that way in Canada gets really conflated into one narrative, right? The narrative of the immigrant. And this mm-hmm. is definitely a different history, right? It's, you know, slaves didn't have kind of the choice of mobility. And I'm not saying that mobility mm-hmm. is always a choice. Immigration's always a choice in terms of like being refugees, but that's a really important point, that slavery is part of that genesis of Canadian history as well, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly, yeah. And also in terms of the escaped slaves that ended up mostly mm-hmm. in Ontario and also the Nova Scotian communities. So it's definitely there, right?
Mm-hmm. So, because we're talking about representation, I want to know what your take is on the role of artists in kind of reshaping this representation. So, moving kind of against this, you know, homogeneous narrative of Black immigrants or, mm-hmm. you know, Black refugees or whatnot. Like, what is the role of artists in shaping or reshaping representation? And I know you made a reference earlier to Book of Negroes, which of course is mm-hmm. like taking off because of the CBC miniseries and obviously the novel mm-hmm. that came before your work. I think the Royal Ontario Museum, maybe out of shame, is kind of opening up this space for African Canadian artists. So what is the role of mm-hmm. artists? Like, we kind of, you know, expect academics, for example, or even the media to have a particular role, but I want to know about artists.
I think we're part of that, you know, like the conversation that gets started in the media, and it's basically a way for people whose voices aren't often heard to have their voices and their ideas represented, right? Like, I just think the more perspectives we have on history and society, the better. So I think the fact that the Royal Ontario Museum is giving us this space and saying we're going to have a series of contemporary art exhibitions in this space done by Africans or people of African descent, it's giving us sort of a venue to actually talk about our ideas. And in the same way that academics study and come up with different sort of syntheses of what is going on in history and what's going on in society, I think artists kind of do the same thing. We're reflecting on our own opinions and feelings about things, and then we're representing it in a way that the public can look at it and talk about it and think about whether they relate to that or not.
And I want to move on to your work specifically. So your current exhibit at the Royal Ontario Museum called Worn, Shaping Black mm-hmm. Feminine Identity, which is showing at the Sigmund Samuel Gallery of Canada on Level 1 at the Royal Ontario Museum, is a Victorian mourning dress made of synthetic hair and evokes mm-hmm. the complexity of African identity when shaped by forces such as imperial rule, slavery, and alienation. So can you explain mm-hmm. us, can you explain to us the piece and what you're trying to do with the piece and how it came together, you know, maybe how you conceived of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I first started working with hair, I didn't intend for it at all to be an expression of cultural identity. I was just I started hearing about the story about hair, the hair trade, hair that comes from India and gets made into extensions, and how women in North America are wearing it. And I just thought that was a really powerful and interesting idea, that we would be wearing somebody else's body part, and that it's coming from somewhere where women are, you know, less, you know, disadvantaged in a way through poverty. And so I was working with that, but then I started to think about how many black women are wearing this hair, and I started to realize, even though partly because I'm out here on the West Coast in Vancouver and there isn't a huge black community, I felt like I hadn't thought for a long time about these issues of identity and beauty. And I started to wake up to the fact that so many women are still wearing straight hair to cover up their own hair. And so that's how that got me going on these ideas about my identity as a black woman. And then I started, because I'm a jeweler, I started working on, I was thinking I was going to make hair jewelry like the Victorians did. They used hair and wove it in intricate patterns and made jewelry out of it as a way of mourning a lost one. And so, but then somehow through all of this work that I was doing, and I started to do a lot of academic research into where our ideas of beauty and femininity actually come from and how they were shaped in Europe. And a lot of that was leading me back to the Victorian era. And so at the same time, I actually started working with the synthetic hair because it was cheaper and it was more plentiful, and I just started using it to practice with. But then I fell in love with that material because I felt like that the synthetic hair that I was working with is made specifically for braiding styles. And so in a way, it's made for these expressions of pride and African heritage. And just started working with that, and just sometimes as I'm working with my hands, just doing braiding, ideas come to me, and then somehow this idea came of the Victorian dress made of these African braids.
And, I mean, wow, that's that's huge. Like, you have imperial history, because we're looking at Canada, Africa, and mm-hmm. India. You have mm-hmm. these kinds of... you know, Western or colonial notions of beauty and whiteness. And then there's this piece about the mourning dress. So there's a lot to talk about. And I'm wondering mm-hmm. if there's one part that you wanted to expand on. For me, what was interesting is why a mourning dress. I know you were saying that Victorians used to make jewelry with hair as a way of mourning. So, I mean, that's super interesting. So how does the kind of the mm-hmm. mourning piece kind of weave into these empirical and colonial histories and, you know, histories of femininity and body image and the like?
Yeah, well, in the Victorian times, they had all of these rituals and kind of standards around mourning, like for how long you would wear mourning for people with different relations to you, and all of these kind of intricate rituals around it. And but for me, it was more, I just felt like it was a really potent symbol of, because it is a symbol of sadness and mourning. I was thinking about my own sadness about, you know, our history on North American soil, and then also sadness that somehow women still aren't feeling like they fit in with these ideals, these ideals of beauty norms that come from Europe. And that was the really sad part to me.
Mm-hmm. So part of the selection of your piece in the Of Africa project was to bring contemporary African-Canadian art in dialogue with the historical holdings of the Royal Ontario Museum and the Sigmund Samuel Gallery of Canada. So this, of course, is also part of the history of the Royal Ontario Museum. You know, even the history of museums as a place to kind of categorize a particular narrative of history. Mm-hmm. And on this show, we've discussed this a lot. And at length, we've discussed the racist exhibit Into the Heart of Africa that took place at the Royal Ontario Museum 25 years ago, and recently the launch of the Of Africa project. So I want to ask you, how does your work speak or speak back to the history of the Royal Ontario Museum, and I guess more widely speak back to particular narratives of Canadian history. So how do you see yourself fitting into that Of Africa project, and then, you know, to the totality of the ROM's history?
Right. Well, because I'm not a Torontonian, I actually didn't know anything about that history of the museum until I received this call for artworks, and then I started to read about it on their website. And at first I was like, oh, what was controversial about this? And then when I saw the catalog, I was like, oh, that's very controversial, like presenting African art and culture through a colonial lens. I was shocked that they would have done that as recently as the 80s. But in terms of my own work, I was already working on this. I had this idea for this dress made of braids, and then I had this other idea for the other component of the work, which is these natural cotton balls that are on the floor, and some of them I've removed the cotton and put my own hair into them. And so I had these two ideas that I hadn't thought of doing as an installation until I got this call and saw that I could use this room that was within these galleries of Canada. And somehow it wasn't a direct response to what happened in the past at the ROM or these galleries of Canada that are at the ROM, but somehow it all seemed to fit, because I started to see how these galleries of Canada, almost everything that you see in them looks very European, and it looks like it comes from, it does come from the 18th and 19th centuries. So in a way, I felt like it fit so perfectly to present it in this room that's basically celebrating sort of these British and European styles. So it's a way of kind of intervening in that and saying, well, we're here too, and we're shaped by this history, whether we like it or not, but we also want to present our other side, which is the African side.
Great. And so your exhibit is running currently at the Royal Ontario Museum, and the Of Africa project is running for 3 years. So can you tell us the details about your exhibit? When is it running till? Where can we find it?
Yeah, so like you said, it's on the first floor in the Sigmund Samuels Galleries of Canada, and it's there until mid-November. So it's there for a good long time. People can go and see it. And then after that, I think the plan is to have other contemporary art by African-Canadian artists as well. So I think people should watch that space, because there's going to be some really interesting stuff going on. And and I also just wanted to thank the ROM for giving me this opportunity. Like, it's just amazing to be able to make this work that I was thinking about for a while and to present it, and it's already been really well received in Toronto. So it's just been really an amazing experience for me.
Great. Well, I'd really like to thank you for joining us today, to speaking about your work, to speaking about the histories of Black Canadians and African Canadians in Canada. Before we leave, is there anything else that you would like to add? If there is, we have a few minutes. If there is something you'd like to add, I mean, we didn't talk much about, you know, Scotian history or anything like that, and how that might affect. I mean, we did a bit, but your personal history of, you know, being from your ancestors being from Nova Scotia. So if there's anything you'd like to add, but go ahead.
I think it's more stuff that we talked about already. Like, this fact that we have this old community of African Canadians in Canada that people are just starting to discover, and I think it's great. Like, I think we should be focusing on all kinds of different aspects of Canada's history, even in terms of other ethnic groups. Like, I know there's things about, like, the Chinese head tax that have been coming out lately, and out here on the West Coast with you know, like, the boatloads of Sikhs that were turned away in I think it was in the 40s. So, so I think it's great that all of these things are being uncovered that are, you know, showing us that we do have a much more interesting and diverse history than what's sometimes presented in the mainstream culture.
Great. Well, Karen, I'd really like to thank you for joining us, and good luck with the work and with the exhibit at the Royal Ontario Museum.
Yeah, thanks so much, and thanks for a great conversation. It was good talking to you.
Great. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
And that was Karen Jones. She's an artist who has a piece currently displaying at the Royal Ontario Museum called Worn, Shaping Black Feminine Identity. And that is at the Royal Ontario Museum in Level 1 at the Sigmund Samuel Gallery of Canada.